Mesechtes Ksubas, Daf Ayin Hey, 10 lines on the top of Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Yesterday we discussed this theory between two brises. The first brise said, if Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel al Tanai, that she doesn't have Nedarim or Mimin, so if she had Nedarim at the time of Kedushin, but she then was Matan Nedar, which is Oikon Nedal Mafreya, so she is Mekudeshes. But if she had Mimin at the time of Kedushin, and the doctor then heals her afterwards, the original Kedushin wasn't Chal, and of course she wasn't healed the Mafreya. And the second brise stated that even if she went to a Chacham, who was Matan Nedar, the Kedushin wasn't Chal. And Rabbi explained that the first price is a Divrei Ameya, that a person isn't concerned if his wife is embarrassed by going to Beis Din in order to be Matan Nedar, and therefore the Kedushin is valid. And the second price is going to fear Rabbi Elazar, that a person would rather not be married than have his wife go to Beis Din and she will be embarrassed. And our Gemara now continues with the second teretz. Rav Amar, Hacha B'Isha Chashuva Eskinon, Da Amalei Nichali, the Issa B'Krei V'Yisar. Rav explains that the reason why in the second price we hold that even if she went to a Chacham who is Matan Nedar, the Kedushin wasn't Chal, is because the second brice is discussing where Reuven married a woman who was from a prestigious family, and even though he doesn't mind if she is embarrassed by going to Beis Din, and Adarim are Batal Mafreya, so at this point she doesn't have the Adarim, but since he realizes that if she makes further Adarim, he may want to divorce her, and his EF she be Ishnid Ranis, and he knows that if he divorces at that point, he won't be able to marry any of her Kravim, as we all know that once someone's married to someone, then her Kravim are also to him even after they get divorced, and he may want to marry her sister or her mother in order to be associated with this Mishpacha Chashuva, and therefore even though she is Matan Nedar after the Kedushin, the din is that Einim HaKadesh is based on understanding the Das and intent of her husband. However, the first price that said that if she went to a Chacham after she had Kedushin, and he was Matan Nedar, and it's Oikud and Nedar Mafreya, that the Kedushin is Chal, that's going in a case where Reuven was Mekadesh a regular woman, and in that case he is fine to be married to her as long as she currently doesn't have the Darim in her, even though if at a later point she makes further the Darim and he isn't happy, he will divorce her. And since this woman isn't an Isha Cheshuva, he doesn't mind if he was married to her and then divorced her, because afterwards he'll just marry some other woman and he's not necessarily looking to get specifically into this family. And the Gemara continues that if you explain the second Brisa that's talking about an Isha Cheshuva, Yehachi if so, Sefer Diktani, the Sefer of the second Brisa says, Aval hu shaholach etzel chacham v'tiyari, or etzel reif of ripa isoi mikudeshes. After the Brisa said that if he made a Neda that he doesn't want her to have the Darim, and then she had the Darim and she went to a Chacham and he was Matan Neda, or she went to a doctor and she was healed from her mumin, and we said because she's an Isha Chashuva, therefore Einim HaKudesh is not considered a valid Kedushin. And the Sefer continues and says, where Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel al Tanai, that he himself doesn't have the Darim or mumin, and he really had the Darim or mumin at the time of Kedushin. So then the Brisa said that if he went to a Chacham and he was Matis in the Darim, or he went to a doctor and he healed his mumin, his Kedushin is a valid Kedushin. And the Gemara is listening, Einim HaKudesh is L'Chayra, the din of the Brisa should be that even though he was actually Matis Nedar, but the din should be that she's not Mekudeshes, and since we just said that the Reisha is talking about an Isha Chashuva, v'leim ha'chav adam chashuv askinan, and we should say that the Sefer of the Brisa is also talking where she married an adam chashuv, the Amra, and she could say, lo nichali this b'krevei, that I don't want a situation where I'm married to a person who makes nedarim, because although you are mati and neder right now, but in the future when you make other nedarim, I'm not going to be happy about that, and I will be able to demand a get in Beis Din, but at that point I will still be usa to get married to your krevim, and I won't be able to marry either your father or your brother. And the Rishonim explained that even though the Gemara is now asking this question on Rava, Zalfi Rabba, the second Brisa is going like Rabbi Elazar, and he holds Ein Adam Reitzus Sbaja Ishtar Beis Din, and therefore it makes sense that the Sefer of the Brisa is talking about a case where Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel al Manas, that he doesn't have any Darim on himself. And that's why it makes sense when the Brisa says, Abel Hu Shaholch Itzel Chacham Ve'etirai, that it's Mekudeshes, because of course a woman can't claim that really it should not be Mekudeshes, because I don't want my husband to ever go to Beis Din, as that will be embarrassing for him, because of course it's normal for a man to go to Beis Din, and it's not an embarrassment, as it's standard practice for a man to go to Beis Din to ask Shilas. However, even if he rabba, the Gemara still would have to ask that why in the Sefer of the Brisa, where Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel al Tanai, that he doesn't have any mumin, the din is that even if he goes to Reife and he gets healed, it is Mekudeshes, if we said before that Refuah doesn't go to Mafreya, and therefore Lechayra at the time of Kedushin, he had mumin and should not be Mekudeshes. And in both of the Brises that we saw before, the Brises said that in the case where Reuven was Kaddish's wife, Amanat, that she doesn't have any mumin, and then we find out that she had mumin, even if she goes to a doctor afterward, the din is that's Ein Mekudeshes, because it doesn't go to Mafreya, and it's only Mekan Rabah that she was healed. And the Gemara's Teretz will answer this question as well. And the Gemara answers, that since the Seif is discussing a case where Reuven was Mekadosh his wife Rachel al Tanai, that was beneficial to her, that he doesn't have mumin, and he doesn't have Nedarim, in both cases, we're more neiter to allow this marriage to be a valid marriage, since we know that it's a desire of a woman to get married, even if it's not in a perfect situation. And therefore, when the husband went to the Chacham and he was matir his neder, so this husband doesn't have the darm, and Ein Chanami, it may come out that she's now going to be restricted, and she can't go and marry his brother or his father, but she's still happy that she's married. And the same thing, Benegea, a roifer heals, even though Benegea, a woman, the husband's not happy that she's healed right now, because at the time of Kedushin, she had mumin. However, a woman is fine, as long as the husband is healed at this point, and does that mumin, she is okay with such a marriage. And therefore the Rabbanan said, in both cases, we're going to say that we look at the das and the intent of the woman, and it would be mukudeshes. And the Gemara now brings down four different members of Amirayim to show that a woman wants to get married, even to someone that's not necessarily a perfect shidduch. Kid Reish Lakish, like Reish Lakish taught us, that Reish Lakish, Tavla Mesef Tandu, Mula Mesef Hamalu, that a woman says it's better for her to live together with one person, even if he's a shvacha person, than living by herself and living al zahamona. And Abaya says that women say, the Shimshna Gavra, Kursi Becharasa Ramila, and a woman is even happy to marry someone that's as small as an ant, because at least at this point she's married, and people will say that she has a shem of an ish sish, and therefore she'll be able to put a chair amongst the other people that are also married, even the chashuvim. And Rapapa Amar, the Nafsa Gavra, Tikre Besifi Bava Vitesiv, that a woman is so happy to be married that even if her husband combs wool, which is a low level and a demeaning job, and even so she will call him out to sit with her on the porch in order that they could sit together and show people that she's married. And Rav Ashi says, the Kosa Gavra Le Boy Tilvcha L'Kadera, a woman is happy to be married, and as Rashi says, that Yikra Shmoyalah, that his name should be together with her and attached to her, and even if he comes from Mishpachas Deifi, from a Mishpacha of a Psul Yichos, and the fact that she is married is enough for her, and she won't even ask him to provide beans for her to cook with and for her pots, and even though, of course, beans are a very inexpensive item. And the Gemara ends off, Kul Mizanais V'Toilus Balein, as Rashi says, Kol Eilu Shabaleim Shvalim Umaris Lam Chiba, all these categories of men that we just spoke about that are really lowly jobs or they're lowly people, and even so their wives are showing them chiba, that's not necessarily because they want to show people that they're married, because they could show it in other ways. Elosh Mizanais Tachtein, it must be that these women are really being Mizana while they are married, and when they become pregnant, Hain Toilus says, Ubbabal, and they actually show chiba to the husband in order to show people that you should know we have a good relationship, and this child is not a mamsa, but it came from this husband. And Rashi is in, and the reason why they're even happy with these husbands that are only shvacha husbands is because their original intent when they got married was really because they want to be a mezana as they were prutzais. And the Gemara continues, the Mishnah said that any mum that passes by a kohen also passes by a woman. And the Gemara begins, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Hisif Aleim, Zeh Vishuma, Vereach Aper, that the Rabbanan added on the following three mumen that even though they're not considered mumen by kohenim, they're considered mumen by a woman. And what are they? If a woman sweats too much, or if she has a mole, or she has bad breath. And the Gemara asks, "Bahani b'kadni loy pasli?" Are you saying that zeh and reich aper is not a psul by a kohen? But now we learned in the Mishnah, "Hazak v'achil v'mezuyim," that the din is by an animal, that an old animal or a sick animal or an animal that smells are all mumen by an animal, and they would be pasul to bring as a korban v'tlan. And the Mishnah later on in Bechari says, "Mumen elu," that the mumen I'm referring to, "bein kvuim bein ivrim psulim ba'adam," that if it doesn't make a difference if the mum was kvua or it's a mum ivah, they will pasul by a kohen. When the Mishnah in Bechari says v'mezuyim, which means that the animal or the person smelled, then the pasul for kuna, it's referring to zeya and reich apah as well. So l'chayr we see that even by a kohen, zeya and reich apah is also a mum, and it's not only by a woman. And the Gemara gives two terutzim, Amar Rabbi Yisrael b'chinah loy kasha, that's not shver, kam b'zeya averis, kam b'zeya she'in averis. I said that stated that sifalein zeya v'reich apah, that we added on to the mumen of a woman, that even zeya and reich apah, masha'in kein a kohen, there's no problem of zeya and reich apah, that's referring to sweat or to bad breath, which only affects the kohen or this woman at some times, and therefore benegeya kohen, when the kohen doesn't have bad breath or he doesn't have the sweat, so at that point he could do the avodah because that condition is not present. However, that's why the Braisa says that zeh and reich apah problem by a woman, because even though there's something where at some times she doesn't have this problem of zeh and she doesn't have bad breath, but at all times she's going to be married, and therefore a person doesn't want a wife who at some times has bad breath and has bad odor. However, when the Mishnah Mechir said hazak v'achil v'amuzum is a psul not only by behema but also by a kohen, that's referring to the case where the kohen consistently sweats and consistently has bad breath, and therefore at all times he can't do the avodah. Rav Ashi Amar, the Gemara continues with the second teretz that Rav Ashi states, zeh hamazuyim karamis, you can't ask me a question from the din of zeh that we saw in our braisa to the din of mazuyim that it speaks about in Bechorius, because mazuyim is talking about when a person has a terrible body odor and his skin always smells, and therefore there's nothing to do about it, and that's why that's also going to be a psul and considered a mum by a kohen. And the reason why if a kohen sweats or if he has bad their breath, that's not considered mum, while by an isha, that is considered mum. The Gemara explains, Hasam gabi koinim efshel over b'kiyu d'chamra, that by a koin, even if he has consistent bad sweat, and he always smells, but l'maisa, you can remove that smell by bathing yourself in some sort of a wine vinegar before you do avodah, and then at the point that you do avodah, there won't be a problem, and you won't smell, and therefore it's not considered mum. And umrecha penami, and from bad breath as well, efshel d'naka pilpul on b'pume, v'avod avodah, a koin has an itzah to do avodah, even though he had bad breath, by putting a piece of pepper into his mouth, and that will be a temporary way to get rid of the bad smell, and he could do the avodah at that point. But if a woman has zeya or recha peh, that of course is impossible for a woman to get rid of at all times. And as Rashi says, but by a woman where he's consistently and constantly speaking to his wife, so it makes sense that a husband would not want to stay married to this woman, and they are considered mumin. And prior to continuing, Rabbi Yisrael B'chanina explained that the difference between our brisa and the Mishnah Mechiras is loy kasha kam b'zeir averis kam b'zeir she'in averis, and you shouldn't be bothered. How can we say that this Mishnah is talking about a case where zeir she'in averis if the Mishnah over there specifically said mumin elu bein kvurin bein oivrin psulim ba'adam? As of course, when the Gemara said b'zeir she'in averis, that's just saying that this zeir is something which is constant at this moment, which means at this point in time, this kain has a terrible condition where he always smells and he's constantly having a lot of sweat. However, when the Mishnah over there says that mumin elu bein kvurin bein oivrin, it just means that it doesn't make a difference if this mum is something where it's impossible to be healed from, or even if at this moment this mum is something which is constantly there, but eventually there could be some sort of a way to be healed from this illness and from this condition, that is still considered a mum. And the Gemara continues, we said in the Braisa that Zeya Vishuma Vurecha Peh are considered mumim by an Isha. A Shuma, of course, is a mole. And the Gemara asks, Hai Shuma Hechidami, what type of mole are we referring to? Idis Basar, if this hair growing out of this mole, Hachav Hachapasal, doesn't make a difference if it's an Isha or a Kain. It's pasal, idlais basar, and if there's no hair in the mole, ishuma gdali, if it's a larger sumer, if it's a larger mole, hachavacha pasal, then both of them would be pasal, and ishuma tanahi, if it's a small sumer, it's only a small mole, hachavacha lay pasal, then it wouldn't make a difference, and in both cases it would be pasal. The tanya, we have a brisa that says this specifically, shuma sheish basar rezumum, if there's a mole with hair, then there's a considered mum, and im basar, if there's no hair in the mole, gdala, if it's a large mole, harezumum, it's considered mum, and it doesn't make a difference if it's a kain or an isha, tana, if it's a small mole, ein zemum, that's not a mum, ve'ezu g'dayla, and what is considered a large mole, pirush of Shimon Gamliel, atki se'atalki, once the mole is the size of a coin called the Italian Isa. The Gemara answers, Amar b'ezu b'chlina, by medes al-badachta, the mole that we're talking about, which is absorbed by an Isha, and not considered a mum by a coin, is talking about a small mole that is on the forehead of a woman, and such a mole, even though it's very small, is still considered a mum by an Isha, but that's not considered a mum by a coin. And the Gemara asks, padachta rov v'nefayesu, l'chay, how can you say it's a mum if it was on a forehead, if at the time of Kedushin he already saw it, as is a lacha that asal adam she kadishes isha ad she rena, and even though he was mekadisha al tanai that she doesn't have any mumin, but of course on any mum that he saw, then certainly by the fact he's been mekadisha, then he must not have meant to include such a mum in his tanai. And the Gemara answers, Amar papa by medes lo tachas kipa shureish, talking about a small mole that she had the ability to conceal under her hat because it was high up on her forehead, and that's a place where sometimes you would see it and sometimes you wouldn't see it, and the husband didn't see this at the time that he was mekadisha, and if he made it tonight that I'm only being mekadisha if you don't have mumin, and then we find that she had such a mum on her forehead, that would be considered a mum even if it's smaller than the iseri talki. And the Gemara continues, that's the thing I heard from a great man who was Rab Shila, that if a woman is bitten by a dog and she is left with a large scar, that is considered a mum by a woman. Rab Chista says another din, if a woman has a very deep voice like a man, that is considered a mum. The Pasuk in Shir HaShirim teaches us that a woman's beauty is that she has a very sweet voice. And the Gemara continues, Tanu Rab Nasan Bira, Rab Nasan Bira teaches us, Bein Dadi Isha Tefach, between each breast of a woman is a Tefach. Sal Rab Acha Breda Rav, Kamed Rab Ashi Lameima, Tefach Lamal Yusa, that this meant a Milo by a woman if there's a Tefach between each Dad. And Amar Le Rav Ashi, Gabi Mumin Tanya Rab Ashi said that this is actually regarding Mum, and if there's a Tefach between each breast of a woman, that is actually a Mum. The Kama, what is the Shir when it's considered beautiful? Amar Bayi, Shol Shis Pais, the Shir should be three etzbeis between each of the breasts. And the Maram Shif says, what's nafkamina, what is considered noi? Because if a man says that I'm only being mekadeshu if you're considered noi, that would be considered a woman that is noi. The Maram continues, Tanya will enter the Breiser, Rav Nasan Imer, Rav Nasan states, Kol Isha Shedadel Gassim Mishal Chavir Seah, Hareza Mum, if any woman, her breasts are either larger than a friend's breast, or one of her breasts are much larger than the other one, that's considered a mum. And the Gemara asks, V'kama, what is that Shia? Amar Meshabra, Breid Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Mishmeid Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Levi, tefach that shear would be a tefach. And the Gemara is, is it possible to have such large breasts? And the Gemara says, in that it's possible, because Rabbi Babachana stated, I saw a woman who was an Arab, that she swung her dad over her shoulder to her back, and her child was nursing in that manner. And it's interesting to note that when we're talking about interesting phenomena, we always find Rabbi Babachana involved, as we have in the stories in Hamechas Asfina, with the very large whales and other items that were discussed in Masechtas Babasra, Ayin Sham. And also, even though it doesn't seem sneers that Rabbi Babachana would actually see this woman and look at her Dadaim, however, first of all, this was Torah, and Rabbi Babachana wanted to know, and therefore maybe there was a Siyat Deshmaya that this happened and he was able to see it. And number two, the Issa is generally histakless by a woman, and it's not talking about Ria. And over here, the Gemara goes out of its way and says, Ani Issa Bayachas that I only saw, so I glanced at her and I was able to determine that there's a possibility, even though I didn't continue gazing at her. And the Gemara continues and brings another memra from Rav Meisha Bar Breda Rabbi Yeshua Belevi, the grandson of Rabbi Yeshua Belevi. The pasuk says in Tilm, Mutzion Yei Omar, and regarding Yushlaim, it is being said in Lasa Lava that Ishva Ish Yulad Bav Hu Yechaynel Elyon, that the Goyim will come and tell the Yidden to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And it seems in the pasuk that only telling this to people that were actually born in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says, Omar Meisha Bar Breda Rabbi Yeshua Belevi, Rav Meisha, who is the grandson of Rabbi Yeshua Belevi, and over here he said it as his own memra, and before was it the name of his grandfather, Rabbi Shum Belevi, that this nevuah is not only for someone that was born in Eretz Yisrael, but even for someone that wasn't born in Eretz Yisrael, but he constantly desires to go to Eretz Yisrael, and it's mitzapa l'geula. And Rashi says, "Kol makom sheyimsu sham Yisrael yomro amim zeh v'bleitzion zeh yulod ba nevienu sham." Also, lovely when the goyim will see a Jew, they will say that you should go to Eretz Yisrael, and then as Rashi says, "V'hu yichayna elyon hakadosh baruch hu yichayna lias elyon l'mayla kol oilam," that hakadosh baruch hu will establish Klal Yisrael as the greatest umah in the world. And the Gemara continues, Omar Abaya says, V'chad minahu odav k'trei minon, that one Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael is greater than two Talmud Chachamim in Bavel, because Avir de Yisrael is Machkim. Omar Rabba, V'chad minon, kisal glasam odav k'trei minahu. However, once someone from Bavel goes to Eretz Yisrael, then he will have the Milus of Bavel and the Milus of Eretz Yisrael, and he will become two times as great as even those Talmud Chachamim that grew up in Eretz Yisrael. And Rabba continues, Rabbi Yemi, D'chavahachal, lo yaviyad ma'ar ka'am Rabbanon, where Rabbi Yemi was in Bavel, he didn't even know what Rabbanon were talking about, and kisal glasam, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, Karilon Bavloi Tupshai, he would send us messages and call us the foolish Babylonians. And the Shita brings down that the reason why the Bnei Eretz Yisrael are greater than the people in Babel is because Bnei Eretz Yisrael teva aretz m'seyei lehem, mishum d'avir Eretz Yisrael machem, aval in regil l'lumay kol kach b'charifis k'may Bnei Babel. However, they don't have the great charifis of the people of Babel, or Bnei Babel ha-hagel m'seyei, or Bnei Eretz Yisrael teva aretz, v'teva aretz odet min ha-hagel. However, once someone from Babel goes to Eretz Yisrael, then he has hergel as well as the teva, and therefore he has a double power over the people in Eretz Yisrael. And the Lashon HaRidva is very powerful. Lufi, she yotzei metumah Eretz HaGoyim. Now that he left Babel, he went to Eretz Yisrael. He went out of the tumah of Eretz HaAmim. V'nichlas tachas kafei Hashchina. V'gamki she'odom loymed chutzum kaimei kaivei talmuda yoyse umatzliach. Lufi she'in misbatel ayin in Ritva. And the Shita Mekubetzes brings down from Rashi Madura Kama b'negei Rabbi Yemiya, that when Rebbe brings down from Rabbi Yemiya, d'chiyav ha'ocha le'av yodem ma'ikam Rabbanon, that actually works out very well with Gemara and Bava Basra, that says Rabbi Yemiya asked certain shailas, and Rabbanon weren't happy with him, and Alda Afkul Rabbi Yemiya, they actually threw Rabbi Yemiya at the base medrash. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and according to Rav, this Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven was Mekadesh Rachel, and at the time of Kedushin, he said, Abi Mekadeshu al Menas, that you don't have Mumin. And Lefi Shmuel, the Mishnah could be talking about any case, even if it's Kitchis Tam. Then while she's still in Arusa, Hayba Mumin, we find out that she actually had Mumin, and of course, these Mumin are not defects that she had from birth, as then, of course, we wouldn't have a Shaila, and we know that these Mumin happened before she had Kedushin. But Hayba Mumin, if she had Mumin, and she was still only Mekudeshes, and she was still living by her father's home, and either Reuven claims that the Kedushin was a Kedushin Tais, and therefore it's not considered a Kedushin at all, and I don't owe her a Ksuba, or he tainis that even if it was a Kedushin, but it's a Mekach Tais, I don't have to pay her Ksuba. So the Mishnah teaches us, the father would have to bring a raya that his daughter only developed this mum after she already was mekudeshes, and therefore Reuven has to pay his ksuba to the father, because at this point she's a naira and a ksuba goes to her father, and it was Reuven's mazel that she got these mum because she was already mekudeshes at that point. It's as if there's a case where someone sells a field to another person, and then the moment he sells it to him, the field is completely flooded and he loses his complete value. So here also, even though in chenami she got mum at this point, but it was your mazel and you have this problem, and even though you have to pay the ksuba, that's your problem. However, Nichtasul Rishis HaBal, HaBal Tzarech Lavirai, Sha'at Shalim Sa'asar HaBal Mumin, Eilu V'ayu Mechu Mechatayis Tivra Meya, And Rameya holds that if she already had Nisuyin and therefore she's living with the husband, then the husband wouldn't have to be the one to bring Zaraya. Rachel had these women even before they had Kedushin, and if he can bring Edom that happened before Kedushin, then if Reuven decides to divorce her, he would not have to pay for a ksuba. And the Mishnah continues with Chamim, when do we say this din, that he can claim it was a Mekach Tais and he wouldn't have to pay the ksuba? Is Bemum Shabbaseis is only if these women were on parts of her body that are generally covered and are unexposed. But Reuven cannot claim that it's a Mekach Tais and he doesn't have to pay the ksuba if the women were in a place that was revealed and exposed. And Rashi says the Yodim and the spy is because he knew about it and therefore he must have been okay with these women. And the Chum continued, Vimeish Mechat Baisa, you have this bathhouse in that city, then Af Mum Shabbaseisa in Yachalitim, a place who Baiko Bekrei Vaisav. Then Reuven could not tie her that as a Mechach Tais because he would have found out that she had women even though it was Beseisa, as he would have had his own relatives go and check her out prior to their marriage. And therefore he wouldn't even be able to tie her that's a Mechach Tais and he doesn't have to pay the Ksuba even when they were Mum Shabbaseisa. Now, Lachari, it seems that the Chum argued on Rameya, and it would seem that Rameya hold that it doesn't make a difference if it's Mum Shabbaseisa or Mum Shabbagalui, he would still have a tain of a Mechach Tais. But Lachari, why wouldn't he have a tain of a Mechach Tais by Mum Shabbagalui? If Lachari, the Chacham seemed correct, then in that case it would be Yodav and Espayas. And the Shittim Kubetzes brings from Tamil Rabbeinu Yoina that Rameya holds that Filo Begalui, even if there's Mum Begalui, Yachalutai, he could still tain of Kishamalai Ra Mumin, because maybe he never saw that Mum, Kiyesh Nashim, Shanashamarish, Shalayuru, Isamade Adam, because they're women that make sure that they're very careful that men should not see them. V'yesh gam came to the Adam, she'en chishlu de kokach, and they're also those types of people that aren't chishish to be baited their wives before they get married so much, and therefore he didn't see that she had this mum, even though it was begalui. And the Shita also brings down that Rameya's chiluk on the chacham in a case where there was a beis hamechitz in the city, and even so the husband can taina that I did not know that you had mum in Shabbaseisa. And he explained because a woman that has mum will not go to the beis hamechitz v'im ho'lechas, and even if she would go, he nizera shalayru, she would make sure that she doesn't get dressed in a public area, and therefore people will not see that she had mumin. And we begin the Gemara, and the Gemara is a steer between the Rashi and the Sefer. Time to Maisa Avraya, Haloi Maisa Avraya, Habal Mehemin, that's mashma from the Rashi, that the only way that the father could receive the Ksuba is only if he brings a Raya that these mumin happened after Kedushin. However, if a father cannot bring a Raya and Edim and that these mumin happened after Kedushin, then the husband would be believed and he would not be able to collect the Ksuba, and we would say, Amaitz Mechaber, all of Raya. And the Gemara says, money, who is this going like? And the Gemara says, Rabbi Shua, he, the Amal, Loi Mepia, Anuchai, and this Rabbi Shua that we had in the end of the first parak, that if she says the Mishtestani and the Nasti, and I was a Bsula, and therefore I get 200 Zuz, and he says that you actually became a Ba'ula prior to Kedushin, then Rabbi Shua Shita is that we don't listen to her, but we listen to him because Haman Mama and Chaskasai, we follow the Chazaka Maman, and we say, Amaitzi Mechaber, all of Araya. And as Rashi points out, that even though in our case and the case over there, Lachayud is a Chazaka de Gufa, and Hoyel Bistofik Biadenu al Shas Erisin, and since at this point we're not sure if at the time of Erisin Mahi what she was, Haman al Guf al Chaskasa, we should say that the Guf has a Chazaka, Shal Kaidum Lachayin, that she was exactly like she was prior to that, Varinel Besula, and she definitely originally was a Besula, Vahachinami, Loyamina, and Haman al Guf al Chaskasa, Ublai Muminalda, and over here also we don't say that we have Haman al Guf al Chaskasa, and we say that she was born without Mumin, and therefore we should say that she didn't have Mumin by the time of Kedushin, and we see the Chazaka Mumin is stronger than the Chazaka de Gufa. And the Gemara continues, Eman Sefer, let's see the Sefer about Mishnah, Nichlis Loshis Habal, Habal Tzarech L'Viraya, that once she gets married, then the husband has to bring a Raya that she actually became a Baal's Mum prior to the Kedushin, and therefore was a Mechach Tais, and he doesn't have to give her a Ksuba, because if he doesn't bring a Raya, then we would actually say that Hemagufa Chaskasa, and she would receive her Ksuba. And time of the Maise Habal Raya, Hala Maise Habal Raya, Av Mehemin, as we explained, that the only reason why the husband will win is only if he brings a Raya and he brings Edim, that she actually had this Mumin before she was Bekudeshes. But if the husband cannot bring such a Raya, the father would be believed, and Reuven would be required to pay the Ksuba to Rachel, even though Lachayu, we should say, and we should say the Chazaka Mammon should win over the Chazaka de Gufa, but we see over here, so we see that this part of the Mishnah is following the Sheet of Rav Gamliel that we had on Daf Yubez and Beis, who argued on Bishu and said that in the case where she claimed that I only became Ba'ula after I was Mekudeshes, the din is that we believe her, and the Chazaka de Gufa wins over the Chazaka Mammon, and we do not say, and you would actually have to pay her the full Ksuba. And here also, we also see in the Sefer of the Mishnah that she has a Chazaka, that she was not a Baal's Mum prior to Kedushin, and therefore she wins out, even though it's against a Chazaka de Mimayna. And the Gemara answers, Amra Blazer, Blazer says, Tavra, in a Chanami, it's Shver, and it's steer between the Reish and the Sefer, but Misha Shanazu, Loi Shanazu, that the Reish of the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shua, and the Sefer is going like Reb Gamliel. And Taisus learned the Lashon of Tavra means a Lashon of Shvua. And let's see Rashi, who explains, Misha Shanazu, Loi Shanazu, Reish of Rabbi Shua. Yeshua, really the Rashi is going on Rabbi Yeshua, who had in the Nichol, and really Rabbi Yeshua would say the same din that the father has to bring a raya in order to receive the ksuba, even if she already went and was living by the husband, and even if she already had the suyin, and the sefer gamliel, and the sefer is going like gamliel, but who had in and in chadami the sefer lo idu beisavir, the same din would apply even if she only had erisin and she still lived by the father's house, and the fear of gamliel we would follow the chazaka de gufa, and generally the husband would have to pay her ksuba unless the husband can bring edim and a raya that she actually was a baal's mum prior to kedushin. And as Rashi points out, she'in lanu tam l'chalik ben oidu beisavir l'nichlas l'chupa, both according to Rabbi Yeshua and according to Rabbi Gamliel, there's no reason to be chalik between if she was only an arusa or she's an nesua, as the two shitas are not dependent as to where she is in her status as being an arusa or nesua. It's dependent if we follow chazaka de gufa or chazaka de memoina. And ayin teisa dinu maschol misha shanazu lo yishanazu. And teisa is that l'chayra, if we're saying that Rabbi Yeshua is the reisha and Rabbi Gamliel is the sefer, then l'chayra the reisha should have actually spoken about a case where it's nichlas l'rishus habal, and even over there the father still has to bring a raya, because otherwise we would say hamaisa mechaveir of raya. And l'chayra, since the sefer is Rabbi Gamliel, then it would have been a bigger chiddush to say that we're talking about a case where it was oidu beis avia. And ayin entices how he explains our gemara why it's a bigger chiddush according to Rabbi Yeshua to say that she was still by her father's house, and according to Rabbi Gamliel it's a bigger chiddush to say that it didn't apply even though she already was nichlasis l'chupa. And the gemara continues that we just said that l'fi Rabbi Yeshua we go basach chazak in the morning and we say hamaisa mechaveir of raya, even though it is a chazak de gufa. And we will be gurus over here on Rabbi. Rabbi says loy tamer Rabbi Yeshua loy azar basach chazak de gufa klal. Don't tell me that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold the concept of chazak de gufa at all. Ela kilay azar Rabbi Yeshua bas chazak de gufa. The only time Rabbi Yeshua says that we don't look at chazak de gufa is hecha de ikka chazak de mayna, only when there's a chazaka a moment against that chazaka, and therefore we would say hamaisa mechaveir of raya, and chazak de mayna wins over chazak de gufa. Aval hecha de ikka chazak de mayna. But of course, if there is no chazak de mayna that's counteracting the chazak de gufa, as Rabbi Yeshua bas chazak de gufa, of course Rabbi Yeshua would go based on chazak de gufa, and he would follow that chazaka. And Rabbi brings a raya from a Mishnah Masechet Zegayim. The Tanaim brings one to the Mishnah. Pasuk ben Negei Tzaras tells us Sa'ar lovim beharis, that there was a white hair in the nega, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us in beharis koydim l'sa'ar lovim tamei. If the tzaras and if the spot was there before the white little hair formed, then that would be a sign of tumah, and the person would be tamei. However, sa'ar lovim koydim beharis tar, if the white hair was there and then a spot formed, then the din would be that person would be tar. And the Tanakhama says Suffolk tamei, if we're not sure if the hair came first or if the beharis came first, then the din would be that we would say that the person is tamei. However, Bishua Imer, Bishua argues the Tanakhama and says that the din is kea. And the Gemara asks, my kea, what does it mean kea? I'm Rabba, kea tar. Now Rabbi Yeshua argues on the Tanakhama and he says that since we have a suffix, if the nega came first or if the sa came first, therefore we say that the person is tamei. And as Rashi says, hareu kea nega b'mareu shutar. And Rabbi Yeshua uses lashon kea b'negeya nega to define a situation where the person is tar. Since when the Torah defines when a person becomes tar, the Torah uses the same lashon. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua used it as well. And as Rashi says, hareu kea nega b'mareu. This case has the same din as if the nega became softer and became lighter, where the din is that nega becomes tar. And even though the Mishnah over there doesn't tell us why Rabbi Yeshua holds that this nega is tar, Rabbi is coming to teach us that the reason why Rabbi Yeshua says over there that the nega is tar because we placed the person on his original chazaka, and he has a chazaka de gufa that he was originally tar, and therefore at this point, since we're not sure if the nega came first or if the hair came first, so we say uki gavra chazkasoi, and he is still tar. And we explain the lashon of keo, which means to be faint, like Rashi says that's lashon of chaf yud hey hey. Rashi brings from Rav Moshe Adashin, and Taisus actually has the girsa as well of keha kuf yud hey hey ayin sham. Also, the Rishonim are bothered over here that l'chira, how could it be that Tanakama argued on Rabbi Yeshua if there's a chazaka de gufa and there's no competing chazaka against this person's chazaka de gufa, and therefore l'chira Rabbi Yeshua is correct that if we have a suffix, if the nega formed first or if the sar came first, that certainly Rabbi Yeshua is correct and the person should be tar. However, ayin Taisus do a maskal of hechad lek chazaka de mayna also bas chazaka de gufa, that the chiddush of Rabbi is that the only time Rabbi Yeshua doesn't go based on chazaka de gufa is only when you have a strong chazaka against it, for example chazaka de mayna. But if there's other chazakas against the chazaka de gufa, we would still follow the chazaka de gufa. And ayin in his we explain that the case in Masechtas Nagayim is talking about a situation where there is actually a competing chazaka against the chazaka de gufa, and that's why the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Yeshua and they say that we still will not go bas chazaka de gufa and we go based on the other chazaka. However, Rabbi Yeshua argues and says that in this case the chazaka de gufa would win over that other competing chazaka, ayin in Taisvis. And one of the reasons that we said that we're going to be gurus over here, Amar Rabba, is because in a moment we're going to see that Rabba brings a different pshat in our our Mishnah, and he said that our Mishnah is going dafka lefi Rabbi Gamliel. And if Rabbi himself holds that our Mishnah has nothing to do with Rabbi Shua, why would Rabbi bring down something about Rabbi Shua's din over here? He should have actually made this comment on Yud Beis on Beis. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Amar, Rabbi wants to say, Reisha kan nimtzu v'kan hayu, Sefer Nami kan nimtzu v'kan hayu, that the chiluk between the Reisha and the Sefer is not that the Reisha is like Rabbi Shua and the Sefer is like Rabbi Gamliel. Really, the entire Mishnah is going like Rabbi Gamliel. And really, the Mishnah holds that Chazaka de Gufa is odd b'chazaka de Remaina. However, even so, Rabbi Gamliel holds that since the actual Suffolk was noilad when the woman and when this girl was still the base of Iyah, therefore, Zok Rashi, Isu Chazkase de Av, there is a reason in the Chazaka of the father, the Iklamema, Kan Hayu Chay de Meirisin, that these women must have been there even before Erisin, as since right now, Bimitsia, she has a mum, therefore we would say that that mum was there even prior to the Kedushin. However, in the Sefer, where the mum was only found at the point that she was already in the husband's house, so therefore there's no reis in the chazaka the father, and therefore we would say that chazaka the gufa would be odif, and unless the husband is able to bring edim to show that these mumen were there prior to kedushin, we would say that these mumen actually came at a point that she was already at the husband's house, and therefore the husband would have to pay her ksuba. And the gemara continues, Isve Abaya, Abaya asks the following question on Rava, and we said it on Mishnah, Nichlus Rishus Habal, if she already got married and she was already Rishus Habal, Habal Tzarech Lavi Raish, Adshloi Tisaris Hayba Mumen Elu, Vayimechel Mechel Tais, that the husband has to bring a raya that these mumen happen prior to kedushin, and then the mekach would be a mekach tais, and he wouldn't have to pay the ksuba. And it's mashma actually to Saras in that the only way that he would actually win is if he brings edim that these mumen happened before she had kedushin. And it's clearly mashma misha to Saras loy that if the husband brings a raya and he brings edim that this woman had a mumen while she was already mekudeshes, that would not be enough of a raya. And lechayra, according to you, why should that not be a raya? He already brought a raya that during a period of time that she was in the father's house, she had mumen, and then we should say kan nimtzu v'kan hayu, and l'chayr, the husband should at this point not have to pay her ksuba. And as the Gemara says, v'amai lema kan nimtzu v'kan hayu, and the Gemara continues, amalei so Rav responds to Abaya mishnis arsa, if Reuven was only able to bring edim that she had his mumen when she already was mekudeshes, it's not a good enough raya mishum de ikla meima, because then we could say chazaka inad mishayis v'kais elam kein baikai v'hai Rav v'nefayesu. In this case, the husband would have to pay the ksuba because since she already had his mumen prior to her getting married, and he still got married to her, then there's a chazaka that a person would not get married unless he was by the car, and therefore must be that he already knew about these mumen, and he must have been mekabel the fact that she has mumen, and therefore he can now tie in that it's a mekach tois, and therefore he's chayiv to pay a ksuba. But the Gemara continues, and Abaye asks back to Rava, Yachi, if you're telling me that there's this new chazaka of Einad Mishayis Bekais, Elam Kim Baitkai, so Lucharia, actually to Saras Nami, even if the husband brings a raya that she has these mumen prior to the Kedushin, how could he tie in that it's a mekach tois, and he doesn't have to pay a ksuba? But l'chayr, we should say chazaka in adam shoyis b'kais elam kein baikai v'hai rabin v'fayesu, and he also knew about these mumen, and therefore l'chayr he was mekabel these mumen. And Abaye continues and asks elam minon. So what's pshat that we don't say such a chazaka, because we really say chazaka in adam v'fayes b'mumen, that is chazaka that a person is not meichum mumen, and even if he knows about a certain mumen, he's still not going to be the spayes. And hachanami, therefore, even in the case where the husband would bring a raya that he knows that this woman had a mumen even after she had kedushin but before nesuyin, l'chayra, chazaka ein adam mefayis b'mumen, the chazaka that a person is not generally mefayis by mumen should apply, and we should say that kan nimtzu kan hayu, that since we know that she had a mumen in the house of her father, so we should say that it must be that she had this mumen even at a prior point, and even when she was not mekudeshes. And Abaye is Rava once again, the l'chayra, how could a mishnah say that the only way that a husband would win and would not have to pay a ksuba is if he brings edim that this woman actually had this mumen prior to kedushin? L'chayra, even if Reuven cannot find edim to prove that she had mumen before kedushin, and he only has edim and he only has a raya that she had mumen after kedushin, but while she was still in her father's house and she did not yet come to his house, so we should say the svar of kan nimtzu kan hayu. Even in this case, the mishnah should paskin that the husband is not chayiv to pay for a ksuba. And we will continue tomorrow with the teretz of Rava, and we will stop over here.